This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
7:14, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Gonna be clear today. Good news is September 29th, next 7 to 10 days for hurricane season. Quiet, so we'll take it. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Every Monday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
You know, look, everybody's talking about Garrett Nussmeier. First of all, Garrett Nussmeier didn't give up. How many yards was it? 400-something what?
Well,
400, I thought I had it here, 480 yards Ole Miss had in total offense. The 84 plays, and the other thing is Garrett Nussmeier can't explain to me how you can, I'm just going to get this out of the way first, okay, how you can consistently have three guys on the defensive line whipping five on the offensive line, because that's what happened all day long. Am I wrong?
Well, the reason why LSU's defense gave up 480 yards and Ole Miss ran so many more plays as LSU's offense couldn't stay on the field.
True.
I mean, they were 2 of 12 on third down, and a lot of it is
true
because this LSU passing game that we thought was going to be pretty prolific, a guy who threw for 4,000 yards last season, doesn't look like the same guy that we saw a year ago. And whether it's an injury, whether it's something else, I don't know what else it could be, but he's not looking like the same guy. Now, it doesn't help that Ole Miss is not terrified at all of LSU's running game, so they rush three guys and they put eight guys in coverage, and that makes it very difficult on any quarterback. So you do need that balance. You do need that threat of a running game, but this is not the quarterback that I think a lot of us thought LSU was going to see this season. And it's once again very frustrating that it seems like you have one side of the football that's good. And I know the numbers for LSU defensively in the end don't look great, but again, they weren't getting much help from their offense. And they're on the field a ton. And it just they got wore down as the game went along. Now,
well, let me just say this: at the end of the game, I was saying Garrett Nussmeier Heisman. What are you talking about? But then I got to thinking, maybe we don't know what we don't know. Maybe he's playing hurt. I don't know. You never know that. So then I tried to look at it a different way and give him the benefit of the doubt. But you can't get past three consistently beating five on the offensive line, can you?
No. And this offensive line has been a sore subject, in particular the run game. For the most part, pass blocking LSU's offensive line, it was one of the best in the country last year and really up into this game. It's been one of the best. But why, since Brian Kelly has arrived in 2022, and 2022 and 2023 get covered up quite a bit because he had such a dynamic quarterback in Jaden Daniels who can run for a bunch of yards for you. But why this team has not been able to develop a consistent rushing attack in year four of the Brian Kelly era is just, it's perplexing. It doesn't, this was kind of what you were anticipating that he would bring to LSU as a strong run game. You had, and I think we're all kind of maybe tired of reading off the stat, but four guys on that offensive line drafted last year, but yet you struggled to run the football when it mattered. Again, you had a third and one situation in this game against Ole Miss. You try to run it right up the middle, and your running back loses a yard. We saw that at key times last year, including in the season opener against USC, and you see it again in this Ole Miss game. And it's just how – and now, granted, you had a couple injuries here. You had a starter, a freshman at right tackle in Kerryus Kern. Paul Mbenga went down with an injury during the course of the game, so you were down to your starters, and I get that. And I think if it was just one of those games where LSU didn't run the ball, you would say, okay, injuries, this and that, and you can throw out a bunch of excuses. But we've been watching this now for especially when Jaden Daniels is out there, we've been watching it for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to buy the excuses of guys were hurting this and that. They just can't run the football, and it's very, very frustrating, and it cost them once again. They couldn't run the football last year against Ole Miss, and Garrett Nussmeier and Aaron Anderson bailed them out on a fourth down and long to send that game into overtime. Kyron Lacy catches the touchdown pass in the end zone, bailed LSU out of that game, plus Ole Miss made a bunch of mistakes. This game, Ole Miss doesn't make any mistakes. LSU doesn't run the ball. Tommy, they only handed the ball off twice to a running back in the first half. Mm. You just can't win that way. Nope. You can't.
It's puzzling. I got to tell you, man, it's puzzling. It really is. It's maddening. It's beyond puzzling. It's maddening. So I don't know what happens with Nussmeier from this point, because if he's hurt, well, then we don't know what we don't know, right? And it's not fair to criticize him. Otherwise, I don't know what else could have gone wrong other than he's hurt. Do you?
Well, the ball just doesn't seem like it's coming out with the same kind of zip. The ball seemed like it was floating in that game against Ole Miss. It can't get the ball downfield.
And I think again, that affects his decision. If he's hurt and he can't throw it like he wants to, that's going to affect his decision-making process. That's going to go back to when he takes a snap, right?
Well, it certainly can. It certainly can. I mean, he did try to push it down the field a couple of times, and there just wasn't the confidence. And again, to the defense of Garrett Nussmeier on this, other teams don't have to worry about the run game. So they can play off the line of scrimmage. They can really make it difficult to cover up all the passing lanes and all that. So it does. So that's why you do see a lot of underneath stuff. But still, in the end, it just doesn't seem like he's zipping the ball. And, Brian Kelly said when this injury first became public, it'll probably take the bye week. Now, this is – and again, when coaches start talking about injuries, I don't know if you can ever really believe them. So this isn't a criticism of Brian Kelly. They're all – it's all top secret lies.
Why would you not have a top secret lie, right? Why would you give opponent information?
And the other thing, too, is, Brian Kelly is going to he's someone that's always – when somebody presents him with an issue, he always – kind of gives the positive side of it. He's a lot of times he does that. And he said, hey, once they get into the bye week, and this is the bye week, they can really let this injury heal. So he looked good against Southeastern Louisiana, but that was against Southeastern Louisiana. This was against Ole Miss on the road. And it just didn't look right. And then Garrett Nussmeier was asked after the game, how you feeling? And he just basically said, hey, I'm not here to talk about my health and this and that. So, and Brian Kelly said that he's healthy. He says what Brian Kelly said is Garrett Nussmeier is healthy, but he's Nussmeier's got to play better, and so does everybody else on the offense. So they got a week here to kind of figure things out. You have a South Carolina team is coming up next. They're not a really good team. It's a chance to get right, trying to bounce back. The season's not over yet. So there's time here to regroup from this loss, but they got to figure something out with this run game and maybe getting Caden Durham back healthy. That would certainly help as well. But Durham hasn't had a great season so far to this point. But
And I don't think – you can answer this when we come back. I don't think it would have made a difference on Saturday. 7:23, yeah. Traffic now, WWL. 9:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo. Jeff, we talked before the break about Caden Durham. He would not have made a difference on Saturday.
Well, he is LSU's best running back. Whether that might have helped a little bit, maybe they would have.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Been more committed to the running game. That's possible. They really need, Harlan Berry shows you a couple flashes here or there, but again, it's just a lot to ask a true freshman to make that jump. Caleb Jackson had a critical drop on a pass where it looked like he could have turned upfield and at least picked up a first down. That was a really disappointing play. And then Juwan Johnson is, you're trying to, I know he's been working as a running back for a year, but for most of his life, he was a quarterback, and it takes a while. So they just don't have that guy to give the ball to that. I think they feel confident that, hey, even if there's not that much of a hole here, this guy can get us 4 or 5 yards. And maybe that's part of the problem as well. So you don't want to necessarily pin it on the entire offensive line, but LSU just doesn't have that bell cow kind of a running back. And I think Caden Durham is certainly a good running back. But we just, he had that great breakout game against South Carolina last year, and he had a couple of other nice runs a season ago, but just haven't seen enough consistency out of him to really feel like, hey, this is the guy you want to hand the ball off to 15, 20 times, and he's going to rush for at least 80 yards. I don't know if you have that confidence in him right now to do that.
I'm looking at Garrett Nussmeier's numbers throughout the season: 248 against Clemson, total yards thrown; 237 against Louisiana Tech; 220 against Florida; and then 197 against Ole Miss. That's not a trend you like to see going that way.
No, and I believe I got it in my latest story up at WWL.com. He threw for 300 yards plus in 8 of 13 games last year. So that just gives you a sense of there is something different. And the wide receiving crew is supposed to be better this year. And now, again, you lose Aaron Anderson in the second half. That was big, not having him, and we got to get a more of an update on that injury, so that's a bit of a loss as well. But you were anticipating, Chris Hilton continues. I know he had one catch, but he has not had an impact at all this season. Berrien Brown has been okay. Bauer Sharp has been, he's been good. But they're not, you're not seeing the production out of that group that you were anticipating as well. So it's, I know we came out in this interview here today, Tommy, really putting a lot of it on Garrett Nussmeier, but I'm sure there's a lot.
The only thing I would caution people is you don't know what you don't know, because if the guy's playing hurt, he might be sucking up doing the best he can. So before you start dogging him, let's wait and see how it plays out. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll have Bank on It, financial insight you can count on with Jason Shields, COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Right now, time for WWL First News. 7:47, 13 till 8, time for Bank on It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer with Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. How you doing, Jason Shields?
Doing good, Tommy. How you doing this morning?
I am all right, sir. Let's talk about refinancing mortgages, because it's kind of hard to tell when's the right time to pull the trigger, isn't it?
It is pretty hard to tell. And so now that the Fed has kind of gotten into the phase of lowering interest rates, I get asked a lot lately, okay, this is great. So when should I refinance my mortgage? And I'll start with the disclaimer that it's somewhat complicated and it's obviously situationally dependent, but I'm going to try to give everybody a couple of key things to think about to super high level to just know whether or not you should even start considering it. And so the just to recap the rates right now, our 30 years at about 6.3 and the 15 years at about 5.9. The adjustable rate mortgages, which I will come back to in a second, are at about 5.5 for a 5.1 adjuster. Now, so most people know what their mortgage rate is today. And so my general rule of thumb, the general rule of thumb you hear when you talk to most mortgage folks is refinancing starts to make sense at about a 1% drop. So if you have a 7.5% mortgage right now, you probably should be looking to see what kind of numbers you'd see if you were to do a refinance. Now, why the 1% drop, Tommy? Well, it's pretty simple, right? You usually have closing costs associated with a refinance. That could be anything from 2 to 6%, depending on the size of your loan. And even if someone has a lower closing cost mortgage product where they don't necessarily have all of the closing fees, you'll still have about that, right? The average mortgage in Louisiana is about $245,000. So just some quick back and napkin numbers for the listeners. And this is generally how I have this conversation with anyone. If you have a 7.5% interest rate with a $245,000 mortgage, if you drop 50 basis points, which is 0.5%, you'll save about $74 a month. Mm-hmm. Not a bad number, but when you consider what that'll cost to your break-even analysis, as I like to call it, how long does it take you? That $74 will save you money when? It takes about 8 years if you consider everything exactly the same. Now, if you change that to about a 1% decrease, you're talking about $147 a month, about a 4 to 6 year break-even analysis. So you can see, if you're going to stay in your house for a while, that's why they like to say that 1% drop tends to make a difference in your monthly payment and your break-even analysis. Now, all of these assume that you don't extend it out, right? What you don't want to do is if you're 10 years into your mortgage, you don't want to cast it back out to 30 years, because then you get into a whole nother situation where the amount of interest that you're going to pay by adding 10 years back onto that mortgage will more than destroy any savings you had by going to a lower rate. So anyone looking to refinance, unless there's an absolute reason that you would need that cash out for some reason, which is okay, you should keep your amortization about the same as you have it now. Otherwise, you're just kind of burning the money, even though it looks good on paper that you have a lower rate. Now, if you have a bigger loan, Tommy, these savings, basically, if you have a $500,000 loan, those savings double. You break even a whole lot quicker. But I wanted to use the average example for the state on that.
All right. So, go ahead. I'm listening.
Go ahead, Tommy.
No, I'm listening.
Okay. Where's the mortgage rate come from, right? Because everyone, I got plenty of calls when the Fed dropped interest rates and said, yep, I want to see a 25-point drop on the mortgage rates. The reality is that the Federal Reserve does not dictate what the mortgage rates are. In general, and I've talked about this a lot, but I like to remind everyone, the 30-year mortgage rate is about 1% to 2% higher than what the 10-year Treasury is. 10-year Treasury is 4.15% today. That's how you get to about the 6.3 that you see today. Now, the 10-year is in general driven by what investors see the market doing. Inflation, big one. And so historically, when you see inflation go down, you'll see a 10-year go down. Or when you see, there's a bunch of reasons. I like to use inflation as a simple one, and I'll use the 2014 example. In 2014, inflation went down from the twos to the one. And then what you saw there was the 10-year rate went from 3 to 2.2, and that's when mortgage rates started to have those three handles that we love so much at 3.9. And so you can see when inflation starts to dial back, investors will lower the rate on the 10-year, and that's when you'll start seeing this. We've talked about it before, Tommy. Inflation is in the high twos right now. Mm-hmm. And so your historical outlook in general is where mortgage rates are, pending anything crazy happening, the market's kind of saying you're probably going to see it in these sixes. Now, that's actually the historical norm, Tommy. And I know we all don't want to think about that because a lot of us got mortgages when it was in the threes and we're like, oh, well, this is what mortgage should be. You go back and you look at the historical, about six in that 6% range is generally where you're going to see mortgages. So another thing I want to touch on real quick is adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs, because you're starting to see an uptick in those, mostly because of the desirable rate, right? A 5.5% interest rate sounds really good today on a 30-year mortgage. For those who didn't live through the 2008 mortgage crisis, adjustable rate mortgages are an incredibly dangerous product. It doesn't mean that there's not a place for it. It just means you need to know what you're getting into. So I'll use the most popular, the 5-1. And what that means is you get that lower interest rate for 5 years, Tommy, and then at 5 years, your loan is going to reprice, and it's going to reprice at whatever the market is. You know, we're talking short term and we don't even know what mortgage rates are going to do. That's a pretty big gamble saying that in 5 years, I think interest rates will go down. So I'm probably good. Now, one of the most common things people tell me about adjustable rate mortgage, a 5-year adjustable rate, oh, I'll just refinance it in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I will caution everyone of this. And I'm not saying that ARMs aren't a bad thing. I just say you need to understand your risk. If interest rates are really high in 5 years, you may not be able to refinance. Let's just say your mortgage gets into that 10% range. The payment's going to be nasty and you may not cash flow. Your other problem, people say, okay, I'll just sell the house. Well, if mortgage rates are in the 10% range, you're not selling that house, Tommy. So I kind of caution everyone, you know, when they see that shiny adjustable rate mortgage rate out there, to definitely consider those risks and make sure they know what they're getting into, right? So a whole lot of information. I think primary takeaways that I would think everyone should know is once you start talking about you have a 1% drop in what a mortgage rate could be versus what it is on your current mortgage, you should absolutely start talking to a mortgage lender. Just start looking at what kind of savings you could have. And then another thing, if you've been in your house for a while, perhaps you had a 30-year mortgage, you've been in it for 15 years, or you've been in it for 10 years, looking to refinance into a 15-year mortgage will absolutely show you some savings. You only have 15 years left anyway. Why not get that 5.4% interest rate that we're doing on a 15-year rate? So a couple options there as well, Tommy.
Thank you, Jason. Very valuable information. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Bank on it. Financial insights you can count on. If you want to go back and re-listen to that about when to refinance, when not, download the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature, 7:55, 5 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.